You're listening to SBS News.
In revisions to the Catholic Church's internal penal system, Pope Francis has changed its law to explicitly criminalise the sexual abuse of minors by priests who abuse their authority. The changes were released this week after 14 years of study. They're contained in the revised criminal law section of the Vatican's Code of Canon Law, the legal system that covers the 1.3 billion members of the Catholic Church. Monsignor Filippo Iannone, the president of the Vatican Pontifical Council for Legislative Texts, acknowledges the need for change.
La presenza all'interno della comunità di alcune situazioni irregolari.
The presence within the Christian community of some irregular situations, but above all, the recent scandals that have emerged from the disconcerting and extremely serious episodes of paedophilia, have led to the need to reinvigorate canonical criminal law, supplementing it with precise legislative reforms. The need has been felt to rediscover criminal law, to use it more frequently and to improve the possibilities of its concrete application.
The law removes much of the discretion that allowed bishops and religious superiors to ignore or cover up abuse. Monsignor Juan Ignacio Arrieta, Secretary of the Vatican's Legal Office, says they can now be held responsible for omissions and negligence in failing to properly investigate and sanction priests who commit crimes.
The new norms have reduced the scope of discretion previously left to the ecclesiastical authority, without limiting it completely, because some particularly broad types of offence require the discernment of the pastor on each occasion.
The new laws recognise that adults too can be victimized by priests who abuse their authority over them. Monsignor Arrieta also says the new law doesn't just cover members of the clergy, but also abuse by lay people who are in senior positions, such as principals in Catholic schools.
The new Canon 1398 therefore includes in this respect actions carried out not only by clerics, who belong to the jurisdiction of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, but also offences of this kind committed by religious, not clerics, and by lay people who occupy certain roles in the church, as well as any similar conduct with adults, but committed with violence or abuse of authority.
The laws also include crimes such as grooming of minors or vulnerable adults for sexual abuse and possessing child pornography. Nicole Winfield, the Associated Press Vatican correspondent, says the new rules are a significant change.
The new law criminalizes the sexual abuse of adults if the priest abused his authority or used threats or force to coerce someone into having sexual relations with him. That is a very explicit code now. Before, it was not so explicit, and it was focused on minors and vulnerable people. Now, the definition is a bit mushier, but it can include other adults.
Victims and their advocates have argued the old rules left too much discretion in the hands of bishops who had an interest in covering up for their priests. Nicole Winfield says now a bishop can be removed from office for culpable negligence or if he fails to report sex crimes to his superiors in the church. However, she says there is no punishment foreseen in the church law if he fails to report the crime to the police.
It also explicitly says that a bishop can be removed from office if he fails to report these crimes to church authorities. There's no penalty if he fails to report it to police, but if he fails to report it internally, he can be removed for office. And then a final novelty, the new law targets lay people who work for the church. This can be a school principal, an administrator of a parish, or an economist. Now they too can be removed from office, forced to pay fines if they sexually abuse minors or adults.
Some church critics regard attempts to deal with wrongdoing internally as misguided, arguing police and other authorities should immediately be notified when abuse allegations are made so that a complete independent investigation can take place. The new law takes effect in December. Alan Lee, SBS News.